We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
From Off the Walls Art, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Hey everyone, my name's Anna, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Hi, this is Bennett, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Hello. Oh, hello.
Hello. Hi. In the mix.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Look, it's me and Sarah. Hey, people. Hey, people out there listening. The listening public. WIXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Talking Memphis. And we're talking about Gonerfest tonight. Zach Ives, Sarah Mosley from Goner Records. And we've got, a crew of miscreants coming in to talk a little bit about things that they're looking forward to this week. But yes, Gonerfest 21 happening Thursday through Sunday at Rail Garden. And it's the annual music festival that we throw, celebration of rock and roll of all parts, but also Memphis. And people come in from all over the world, bands coming from all over the world. We're covering a lot of different...
global reach.
Yeah, it's global this time for sure. I'm thinking continents here, but we've got Australia,
Brazil,
North America, Africa.
Continents, yeah, right.
And we've got in Europe. So I don't, in Japan, in Asia. This may be the most continents that we've ever covered. Mm-hmm. And so, it feels good, and it's coming really quick. Sarah, how are you feeling about everything? Sarah's the reason that everything looks so good for Gonerfest. These days, both like from an art standpoint, she's the art director, so she works with the artist and sometimes is the artist doing everything, but this year working with our buddy Eric Clausen to make everything look so good, and then builds these unbelievable things that wind up making the show so much more fun, because it's not just a band on a stage. There's some amazing thing going on that stage that has been built and is handmade. And
yeah, and it just makes the photos that end up surfacing of Gonerfest and of the bands look cooler.
For sure. And I think it makes everybody's experience real time that much cooler too. I think it's a big part of what's special about it. It makes it feel special, I think, for people to be there. And it's one of the things that's cool about it. So I've asked everybody to come in and talk a little bit about the bands that they are most excited about. Like I said, we've got bands coming in from all over the place. And, I feel like a lot of these bands are bands that people don't know. So, it's our job to introduce you to some of them. And Sarah, what band are you excited about and are looking forward to seeing?
I'm excited about many.
Yeah.
Top of the list is RMFC.
Yes.
What is it? Rock Music Fan Club?
Yeah, Rock Music Fan Club. For? Sydney, Australia. They're coming in with the GT crew. There's
exactly.
For the last 3 years, we've had like kind of a crew of guys that have come in from Sydney and done stuff, and it has always been one of the highlights.
Yeah, those Australian punks are really doing it for me.
They know what's up. I am also very excited about this one. So let's listen to it. This is RMFC. This is we're going to do the clue from RMFC. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Some pursuit.
That was just heard a couple from GT and one from RFMC. The Sydney Punk contingent showing up for Gonerfest this weekend. And and we also failed to mention that was Bennett that started the whole thing off.
Ugh. Good.
Hanging around.
So excited to see Bennett.
Hang around. Once again. Yeah. Yes, I know. I'm excited about it too. Bennett is a Memphis treasure.
Yeah. And, they played at Gonerfest 19.
Yeah.
So I feel like this new version is going to be even better.
Right.
I can't wait to see it.
We've been dropping these singles and working on a full length that is tentatively planned for next year. But there's been two singles that we put out, and yeah, they're both fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely stuff. I can't wait to see live. We just heard from I played Moto after the two Sydney bands. Moto is Paul Caparino, and then a crowd of people around him did these mixtapes forever. Just did. You could order a Moto tape from Paul, and that's how I found out about this band from my buddies in New Orleans, Michael Bateman, and Jason Kraft. One drive up or down from here where I hopped in their car on the way either to New Orleans or back, I got to hear like 6 hours of Moto, and I became hooked, completely hooked. And then we did a Moto cover band in the first Gonerfest.
Really?
Yes, it was Eric was in there, Scott Rogers, Justice.
I'm taking it back to the roots.
Massive band of folks that were all in there, and then we played at the Buccaneer, when we didn't know if anybody was going to show up to a Goner Fest or anything. And it was totally fun. Michael Bateman played guitar, and I think that's the only time he's ever played on stage. I don't know if that's actually true or not, but I think it might be. Because he had to. He needed to play in Moto's favorite band. He did that record that just came out on his label, Nothing, out of New Orleans. Love Moto. Very excited about it. Everybody in my family is very excited about it. Emily and my son Aaron, and everybody is pumped about seeing Moto on Thursday night. So,
one more thing about Michael Bateman. I always appreciate his comments he leaves on our social media.
Bateman is a social media.
It's very funny. So shout out to you, Michael.
Maelstrom is, I think, what I would call him. Yes. let's see. So what else are we gonna? We're going to play, let's see, we're about 20 minutes in. We've got more fun stuff to play. We were going to play a Pai Pai song. So new record that we've got coming. We also have more Canadians coming in for Gonerfest this year than I think we've ever had.
And guys, that's French Canadians. So
that's right.
High class.
Real Canadians. Pai Pai is a band of Annie Claude and Roy and members of Duchess Says. CPC Gangbangs and it really great Montreal band. They did an album on Slovenly about 8 years ago, and this is their second record. Took a little hiatus, but sent us all these recordings and we were just blown away. Eric was up in a town way up in northern Montreal to see a music festival a couple weeks ago, and evidently they just slayed in this small room. I cannot wait to see this stuff live.
Totally.
So, that album comes out October 18th, I believe, and we'll have copies, physical copies just got in, and we'll have them actually here at the shop for festival, and they're going to play here, and I can't wait to see it. Let's listen to Pai Pai. This is Lonely Striped Sock. We'll be right back.
explosion.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I got to tell you about the fabulous, most groovy Bell Bottoms. Bell Bottoms.
Ah!
Hello, hello.
Check, check two, check four. Cole Wheeler in the house, and we're talking Memphis, talking Gonerfest. Cole, thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
Let's run it back. We just listened to John Spencer doing Bell Bottoms, just like Baby Driver, and John's going to be headlining on Friday, and he's doing this like really cool three-piece thing. Eric and I caught him earlier this year and doing Pussy Galore stuff and doing Blues Explosion stuff, doing new stuff. It's all great. So that'll be fun. And then now I can't remember what we played before that. You remember? I think we talked about it though. It's been great. We played Pi Pi. That's right. All right. Good. Quick transitions. All right. Now let's see. We've got and then we just listened to
Soup Activists.
Yes. Oh yes, Soup Activists. And is that one that you're excited about, Cole?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. St. Louis-based group with Martin. I forget his last name.
Myers? I believe.
What is it? Myers. Martin Myers at the helm, who's a longtime St. Louis music person. He had Lumpy and the Dumpers, among other projects. Would make compilation tapes and design stuff for bands. And now he does Soup Activists with some other longtime Midwesters.
Yeah, I remember talking to him. I think it was at Gonerfest last year. He was in hanging out and backing Alien Nose Job. And I was asking him what he was up to. And he's like, well, you know, I just kind of got into like doing pop, like indie pop. Like I like pop music now. And this was coming from, you know, the lead singer of Lumpy and the Dumpers, one of the most, I don't know, out there in your face punk things of the last several years. So it was really fun and I was excited to hear how that turned out. And then I absolutely love that record too. Super TVPs. And yes, it's also very high on my list. What else are you looking forward to, Cole?
Two Balloys from Los Angeles. It's basically just wire worship, but it's exciting. I'm not typically a this band sounds like this band, so I like it automatically sort of thing. It's got enough of its own flavor that attracts me to it.
Well, let's listen to it. This is Two Balloys doing Computer Love Again. You listen to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Talking Memphis, and we're talking about Gonerfest coming up Thursday through Sunday at Rail Garden. Two Balloys. We'll be right back. Revolving chairs over here. Got Alec McIntyre.
Howdy.
Alec, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Alex, glue guy and the main guy that's put all of, I would say the fact that we've been able to do the streaming thing has made doing Gonerfest over the last few years quite a whole different thing. Alex been in the middle trying to figure all of that stuff out and make it all happen. And, yeah, how are you feeling about that? We coming along okay in the
good. Oh,
in stream
yeah.
room?
Yeah, we're you know, this will be the third year that we're doing it at Rail Garden, so we've got a couple years under our belt.
Yeah. I feel like we learn a little something each time.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see, we just listened to Derv Gordon and the Equals doing Michael and the Slipper Tree. Very excited to have Derv back and the great So What backing him up. Equals are one of my favorite bands of all time. Remember, we got in right when Eric and I opened the shop, we were looking through all of these old cutout lists to try and find really cheap records that we could bring in that we loved, that we could get in really cheap. And we found this Equals box set of like 40 Equals tracks, two CDs.
Yeah,
and
they
were like a dollar. And we bought everything that they had. We just like, send us all of these Equals things. We had them for years that, you know, you could sell for less. It was weird because we were like, well, who wants to buy a CD that's, you know, $9.99? It feels like it's too cheap, but we can't charge any more than that. Like, we got them so cheap. So anyway, it was like the best $10 you could spend. You get 40 Equals songs. And if anybody just came in and didn't know anything about it, we always just gave them this Equals CD. It was like, you got to buy this Equals song. And then they came and played, and they were totally amazing, jaw-droppingly amazing, maybe.
Oh, my God,
six
yeah.
or 7 years ago.
Yeah, it was an old Hightone show, yeah. And it was so hot and sweaty. And I remember, like, it was just, and every song was an absolute sing-along. with the crowd screaming the words back to Derv.
Yeah.
It was so good. And his voice is still amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw clips of this. He just did a little West Coast tour. And I don't know how it's possible, but he sounds unbelievable. The show is going to be so great. And we heard right before that Yakmonics just put out a new record, Bay Area Garage Champions, and friends of ours for a long time. They played an early Goner Fest. I don't know what it was, 4 or 5 or something like that.
Number 4. Okay. I was actually just watching the footage.
Oh, is that right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was so good.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So yeah, really excited about Sammy and Helene and the whole crew coming in, and it's going to be great to have them around. And I think that brings us about back up to speed. So, Alec, what are you excited about seeing fest-wise, band-wise? What are you most looking forward to?
I mean, it's a really stacked stacked year. I mean, we didn't even talk about the Ripoffs. We played the Ripoffs.
Oh yeah, we played the Ripoffs. That's right. Yeah. Thank you for queuing me up. Yes. The headliners on Saturday night. First time we've ever had them. They've never been here before. Budget Rock Champions. I remember reading Eric wrote this zine called Wipeout back in late 90s, early 2000s. And that's how I found out about music. And I remember reading about this band, the Ripoffs, before we even heard it. And his write-up of it made me want to crack open a beer. I mean, it was so insane. And then found these records and totally loved them, played them to death. And now they're coming to the fest and playing on Saturday. So excited about it.
Oh, it's going to be great. Can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
Also, I'm personally really looking forward to seeing Split System.
Yes.
Getting those guys finally over to the United States after we put out that second LP and just reissued the first one.
Absolutely.
Both of those records are so good.
At this point, we've been talking to Aaron and the crew for like a year and a half, and it's going to be so exciting to get them over here and play. It's one of my favorite things about this is you get somebody on the other side of the world, you put out records from them, you get sort of invested, and then you get to see them and bring them over here and they get to do a tour around it. And I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. Let's listen to a Split System track. We're almost out of time. We're gonna try and fit in a couple more tracks for you, but yeah, we're very excited. Gonerfest 21 is happening. Starts this Thursday. Get ready, people. What did she find? Sentimental. I think you were a day trip. That was definitely the Sleeveens, not Split System. I'm the worst DJ. Sleeveens, super excited about them being here too. Nashville and Dublin, co-production. But let's listen to Split System now. This really is Split System, I think. Cross your fingers. Trandela Air out of Nigeria. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you at Gonerfest.